and the transformation continues for a number of downtown venues. But what will become hubs for the hundreds of thousands of fans who will attend the various events in the 10 days leading up to the big game? Wendy Williams-Blackshaw is with the Super Bowl host committee. She tells WCCO's Dave Lee of one of the pieces that you'll soon see on Nicollet Mall.
We are bringing the Birkebeiner Bridge, you know, the ski race over in Wisconsin. We are packing that up and putting it into 12 semis, then rolling into town this week, and we're going to build that on Super Bowl Live, which is Nicollet Mall. 200 feet long, 20 feet high. We'll have dog sledding. We'll have tubing, cross-country skiing.
Williams-Blackshaw also says they'll soon announce more chances to buy tickets to ride the zip line over the Mississippi. They sold out their initial batch of tickets within hours of announcing the attraction. Steve Simpson, WCCO.
With about a million people coming to town from 130 different countries and thousands of media outlets, it might get a little crowded. But the Super Bowl host committee is trying to mitigate problems ahead of time. The Downtown Minneapolis Neighborhood Association will meet this week with organizers. And Joe Tamburino says they want to avoid one thing that happened when the X Games set up activities on Commons Park near U.S. Bank Stadium.
They had these huge chain link fences, and it looked like an institution. And then not only were they chain link, but they had some type of covering on them. It looked like it was part of a prison rather than a park.
Tamburino says the biggest concerns are getting in and out of the area during Super Bowl week and the police presence. The group meets with the Super Bowl Organizing Committee on Thursday at Westminster Presbyterian Church on Marquette Avenue. Susie Jones, WCCO.
Just weeks from today, the eyes of the world will turn to Minneapolis to be entertained for a few short hours during the Super Bowl. What they will see is a city united, united around the values of opportunity, inclusion, and justice. A city pushing to create a direct correlation between hard work and success, and a city of the future that is emblematic of everything that our country can become. We can be that city, and together we are going to make it happen.
This year's event is the National Football League's sixth cold weather Super Bowl. But still, the large-scale event in Minneapolis next month is unique for the beloved tradition. Daphne Wood is the senior manager at NFL Events. She says there are several factors that make this one different.
We are in the middle of an urban city, so we're in the middle of a lot of moving pieces already. We are in the middle of the Bold North, so a lot of cold weather. Everybody needs to be dressing warmly. Our media center is going to be out in Bloomington at the Mall of America. It really is encompassing all pieces of Minnesota, so it's really stretched throughout the state and really will have a lot of touch points throughout.
The cold cannot be underestimated. This is Minnesota winter weather, after all, and not New York City or even Indianapolis. With outdoor concerts at the Nicollet Mall and a zip line over the Mississippi River, bad weather is something officials are prepared for, Wood says. What sets Super Bowl 52 apart has added challenges, but NFL officials are anticipating a fantastic event.
We're excited for Minnesota. No place embraces the cold north like Minnesota. I mean, it's almost celebrated here to have snow and winter wonderland. So we're looking forward to a change of pace and just a very different, unique, special Super Bowl under the Northern Lights.
Sloan Martin, WCCO.
As the governor of Minnesota declare week of January 29th, 2018, as Super Bowl week throughout the state of Minnesota. Congratulations.
Minnesota's top cheerleader is helping to roll out the red carpet for the thousands of visitors expected to arrive this week.
It may not be balmy weather. This will be Bud Grant football weather this weekend. You'll realize what we went through, those of us who grew up with the Vikings back when it was all outdoor football.
The last time Minnesota hosted a Super Bowl was 26 years ago at the Metrodome. This time around, fans with tickets to the game will get to see the new U.S. Bank Stadium. Vikings owner Ziggy Wilf.
It's great to show off our new stadium. A lot of people haven't seen it.
A lot of activities have already taken place, and Super Bowl Minnesota CEO Maureen Bausch says she's heard a lot of good feedback.
People are having fun. They're telling us that they're having fun, and they're using the word amazing, which is what I wanted to hear.
Susie Jones, WCCO.
City officials are telling drivers to expect road closures around the convention center as an interactive football theme park is being built there for the Super Bowl. Today, for example, 2nd Avenue and Grant Street will close along the blocks in front of the convention center. The road will be fully reopened on February 8th. Mike Howard is a spokesperson for the host committee. He says there's a lot of excitement about the Super Bowl and the possibility that the Vikings will be playing.
I mean, I think everybody is still riding a high on the Minneapolis miracle. And that, I think that feeling is contagious across the whole state. And the host committee is excited as well. And we really are rooting for our home team to bring it home.
Other streets around the convention center, such as 3rd Avenue South and 16th Street East, will also be subject to intermittent closures. Sloan Martin, WCCO.
It's going to be a positive number. Here's the thing we should watch for too, Dave. The costs. The police costs, the protection costs, the costs we never measure, the costs in traffic and snarling, getting into work during Super Bowl week. They're things that we welcome, but they are costs to businesses, and businesses plan around it.
Chief Madaria Arredondo briefing members of the City Council's Public Safety Committee this afternoon, answering questions about plans to keep everyone safe in the city without turning it into a militarized zone. The chief says there will be thousands of officers from around the state helping, and even the National Guard has been activated. But at the end of the day, he hopes citizens will do their part as well.
That if they see something suspicious, to say something suspicious, certainly we have numbers available for that. Continue to call 911.
His biggest concern going into this monumental event with nearly 1 million visitors?
It's the unknown. We can have the best of plans, and we certainly have the resources, but it's the one-off. It's that unknown.
Susie Jones, WCCO.
EPG Security, based in Minneapolis, says it settled its lawsuit with the Minnesota Super Bowl host committee, the terms of which were not being released. EPG was providing security for Super Bowl Live on the Nicollet Mall, but was replaced the week of the big game. The Star Tribune reported that the host committee was concerned about insufficient background checks of EPG's employees. But in a statement announcing the settlement, EPG says those background check concerns were never brought up by the Super Bowl host committee. Adam Carter, WCCO.
The post-war crowd is filling up the streets, but there are sure to be thousands of people on the Nicollet Mall tonight. I'm at 9th Street right now where the Berkey Bridge is, and I see cross-country skiers. There are tubers. There are people on their fat bikes going up and down. It's quite a sight amidst all the buildings in downtown Minneapolis. Things officially getting underway at 4 o'clock. The concert festivities at 5:15. Idina Menzel will be singing Let It Go at 6 o'clock. There are multiple warming benches and other warming areas. It goes until 10 o'clock tonight. And in case you have people out of town already here, there are plenty of maps, photo locations as well. There's Super Bowl 360 with a video projection inside, 52 reclining seats. There's a free ice rink. So much to check out here. Things kind of quiet right now. I've heard a couple sound checks, but again, sure to be many, many more. And organizers tell me this is kind of the weekend for locals to take things in, because coming up next week, there will be hordes and throngs of more people coming here from out of town. So this weekend at Super Bowl Live, really about celebrating all Minnesota. Here at the Nicollet Mall, Sloan Martin, WCCO.
Dogs and cats currently being housed at the Animal Control Center in Minneapolis may end up staying at other shelters or rescue agencies in the area during Super Bowl festivities.
We love all our animals and we just want the best for them.
Caroline Harefield is director of the center and says they're trying to keep it as empty as possible. In the event of an emergency, she says the building could be used for an influx of animals or even a shelter for people.
With, you know, a million plus people coming into the city for the Super Bowl, regulatory services, which is who we fall under, that's our department, we're going to be stretched, and we wanted to make sure that our staff, we could free staff up in the case of a snow emergency or other resources that were needed, and not have the animals sitting in here if they didn't have to be. If we can get them into foster homes where they can kind of have a nice, happy February, then great.
Susie Jones, WCCO.
Major Daryl Huggett with the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office is in charge of their department's role in securing parts of Super Bowl week. He says they'll be escorting both teams around town and have a heavy presence on the Nicollet Mall for Super Bowl Live.
We have personnel spread out through all of the venues, whether it be the convention center, team hotels, you name it, you should be able to see somebody from the sheriff's office represented.
Minneapolis police is taking the lead on security, but it's a major effort by the entire law enforcement community in Minnesota. To show unity, a number of law enforcement agencies are wearing similar badges.
There are 45 different public safety entities, so that's police, fire, medical. We all have a similar badge. If you work for the sheriff's office, the star, a shield, like Minneapolis, but they all have the approved NFL logo in the middle.
Edgar Linares, WCCO.
36 people were booked for soliciting a minor for sex, 7 for trafficking, and 14 women were rescued. BCA Superintendent Drew Evans.
Sometimes they're very ready to escape this being trafficked. Sometimes we need to work with them.
He says there is a task force in place to help them get the help they need, but more work is always needed, not just during Super Bowl week.
We have women being trafficked every day in Minnesota, and so this is a time period where we can really highlight this big problem and work towards a cultural shift where it's never okay to purchase somebody for sex.
Susie Jones, WCCO.
The game truly was a super spectacle as both teams combined for an NFL record 1,151 yards. Eagles quarterback Nick Foles threw for 373 yards and 3 touchdowns and also had a TD catch. Foles was named Super Bowl MVP, capping off a storybook season. After the dramatic win, Foles reflected on his amazing night.
But I felt good. I felt calm. I think the big thing that helped me was knowing that I didn't have to be Superman. I have amazing teammates, amazing coaches around me, and all I had to do was just go play as hard as I could and play for one another, play for those guys, and not look at the scoreboard, not look at the time, just go out there and play. Don't worry about it.
Patriots quarterback Tom Brady threw for 505 yards and 3 TDs in the game, but it is all hollow now. This was a crushing loss for New England. The Patriots dropped to 5-5 in Super Bowls and failed to win number 6, which would have tied Pittsburgh for the most in NFL history. At Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis, I'm Eric Nelson, WCCO News.
When the Philadelphia Eagles beat the New England Patriots by a score of 41-33, fans went crazy inside U.S. Bank Stadium. Even walking to their cars and hotels, they were jubilant.
L.E.S. Eagles!
And while police responded to a lot of calls for drunk and disorderly conduct, there were no major incidents.
It was a huge success for law enforcement and for the community.
Minneapolis police spokesman John Elder says all the planning and cooperation paid off.
We couldn't have done it without the great and strong partnerships of all the different law enforcement entities.
Susie Jones, WCCO.
The hospitality that the Crew 52 members showed our guests was remarkable. Hands down, in our opinion, the best of any Super Bowl. So we wanted to thank them and thank them immediately. In the coming weeks, we'll be producing a video for them, capturing the moments that they can all have and download and keep. But we wanted to publicly thank them all by name. I hope we didn't forget anyone. I'm sure we probably did. But we tried to capture as many people as we could, from our committee members to our volunteers and our corporate partners. We couldn't have done it without them.
The 10-day event brought in $370 million in net spending, according to an economic impact report done by the Pennsylvania-based Rockport Analytics. Rockport spokesperson Kenneth McGill.
The average visitor spent $608 per person per day. They stayed 3.9 days.
Host Committee Chair Maureen Bausch says they hope they have left a lasting impression on visitors.
Already, Meet Minneapolis tells us that inquiries are up 30%. For hotels, meetings, conventions.
She says they did a survey that found that 80% of the visitors who came here intend to come back. Susie Jones, WCCO.